Mulana, assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for chatting to the Voice of the Cape in Cape Town. We understand this is a very tragic time for your country, and of course we make dua for all the deceased killed in the senseless attack, and for all those families affected. We make dua for the Allah grants them ease and sabr during this time. Mulana, first of all, can you take us through exactly what happened at the Linwood Masjid during Jumu'ah today?
It was at the beginning of our prayer time. You know, we just had the khutbah, and we were on the first raka'ah, on the first part of the salat, when I was in front, just right away behind the imam. So I had a gunshot. I had, you know, a sound that sound like it's something that sound like it's gunshot. So I knew definitely that this is not just a firework. This is something serious. So straight away, while the salat was going on, I did salam just to peek from the window. What is it about? Maybe some who are attacking, or some criminal who are being purchased, pursued by the criminals. So by the time I peeked from the window, I saw a guy fully dressed like army, you know, like somebody going to a war. So, and I had him using F word on the people, and he shot one brother dead and one sister. So straight away I shouted in the emergency, please go down, go down. Our people have been shot outside. So, but the people, they were kind of engrossed in the salah, you know. So then after that, he moved behind. He took the side of the masjid and he moved behind. And then one of our brother was standing just next to the window. So he shot the brother from the window. He shot him on the head. So when the musalli in the masjid, when they had the broken of the window, the window got broken and the gunshot, so straight away everybody went down. And one of our brother went out to look after him, that what is happening. He came by the door. One of our brothers who got shot from Mauritius, his name is Habib from Mauritius, he got shot at the door, and the other brother followed him from Afghanistan, and he managed to overpower him. He got the gun from him, and after that, the guy ran away. That is what all happened. And by the time he is away, then the police came over, and they came in and asked us to take it easy. They are policemen, and you know. So we came outside, and we found about 5 to 6 brothers and sisters lying down. So that's how it happens.
Mulana, were you able to get a good idea of the suspect? Or how did he look?
Honestly, we didn't suspect anyone, to be frank with you, but we know he looks like, you know, a Caucasian. The person looked Caucasian, so what we didn't, because he was wearing helmet as well. Helmet and, you know, all put bulletproof around the body, and he was carrying a very big machine gun, so it was terrible. It was terrible.
After the shooting, what exactly transpired in the masjid afterwards? I mean, was there a quick response from the police and, you know, ambulance services? And what exactly happened next?
Yeah, I would say sort of, because everyone keep calling the police and were trying to talk to the police on phone, and there was noise going on in the masjid. So the police also were not hearing, but I just keep shouting the address of the masjid. I just keep saying 223A Linwood Avenue, 223A Linwood Avenue. We got shot over here, you know. So I keep saying that, and by the time the guy ran away, probably then it was then the police came in and they rescued the rest, and they went after him. So we had 4 of them were caught, 3 and a lady, three male and 1 female.
Molinas, I know you would not want to speculate at this point in time, but what do you think could have been the motivation behind this attack?
Wallahi, I can't see anything. Because as you know, so far, New Zealand is a very peaceful country.
Yes.
And we never had anything like this. In the history of New Zealand, there's nothing like this ever happened over here. And the people are very friendly, both the Caucasians, the Maoris, the Islanders, mashallah, everybody was good over here. Except when once in a while, you know, the young kids and the teenagers on weekend when they drink, you know, on Fridays, on Saturdays night, you know, when you pass by and you look a bit Muslim or you look a bit the colored person, so they shall go back to your country. Otherwise, there's nothing like attack or something from the masjid. So there were several, 1 or 2 times, you know, they kind of on our signboard to the masjid, you know, they put something over there like a threat. So, but apart from that, there wasn't any other attack or something.
Now, Molina, the media is giving different reports on how many fatalities or how many people have died in this attack. Are you at this stage able to confirm how many people have been killed?
Yeah. Probably we don't know the exact number till now, but according to information from our side, it's about 10, between 8 and 10 people. And from the other masjid, it's around about 28 to 30 brothers and sisters, something like that. Yeah, that's what we had. So, but we don't know the exact number at the moment.
That's absolutely horrific. Molina, what has been the response from the Muslim leadership in New Zealand? I understand that obviously the masajid are under lockdown at the moment. They are closed. What has been decided in terms of the way forward for the coming days?
The police, I believe, they're trying to protect the Muslims. So for now, they lock down, you know, everything, every masjid is locked up. And to see, because we don't know anything may happen anywhere else. So they lock it up for the moment and trying to do their work, their job. Try to go, do some investigation, and then they'll come back to us after that. They said in another 2-3 days, they will let us know when to open up the masjid and stuff. So that it. So kind of a protection also, because definitely, even if they don't ask people to lock up the masjid, people will now wish to go now. Mm. As you know, this is something fitra, you know. Mm. It's fitra. People won't like to go to the masjid for now for the fear of what has just happened. So, on the other hand, so since they said that we shouldn't go to them, so we just wait and we leave them with their job, to do their job, and they get back to us.
Is there a sense of fear for Muslims in New Zealand now? Or
it is.
Okay.
It is. Even myself, I'm shaking right here, you know, especially, you know, those of us that we dress, you know, like typical Muslim. So we wear jubbas and kaabs and, you know, so it is, of course, it is.
Yeah.
So it's a fearful moment at this time. You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Molina, have you been to visit those that were shot and who are in hospital?
Yes.
Have you seen them? How are they doing?
We went there, but unfortunately, they didn't allow us to see them for now. But I got the call now that they've asked some brothers to identify the dead. The injured ones, we are still trying to get hold of them, where they are, what is happening to them. So those are the... Mm. But we knew some brothers before they were moved down to the hospital. So like a few brothers and sisters, we knew them. Yeah. Mm.
And lastly, Molina, is there any lesson that we can learn from this tragedy? Is there any sense of hope that we can find in this particular tragedy?
Well, everything still goes to the media. Everything still goes to the media as far as I see. You know, all these attack and these brainwashed boys going to Syria, ISIS or whatever, or those Syria bride and all this stuff that is mentioned, and that's from the Islamic perspective. It's better, you know, there should be minimum hearing of those things in the news, you know. Once they hear it for once or twice should be okay. And then the other thing is the color thing, you know, the complexion of a human being. We didn't create ourselves like we look, you know, both black and white, brown, whatever. So we are all created by God, so everybody should know that we are the same. And another thing is that this type of people doing this, they should try to get to the deep of the whole thing, and they should go after these people and bring them down, if not, you know, put them in prison or something. Otherwise, this really, subhanAllah, is something that is beyond. Like most of us, we never had this type of thing in our life.
Mm.
Most of the brothers, they never see a dead body and people being shot. And myself, you know, we've been hearing and seeing on TV, but today was, subhanAllah, was really a reality.
SubhanAllah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, and and give our brothers and sisters who pass away, Allah give them Jannat Firdaus.
Ameen, ameen. Maulana, one last question before I let you go. Are you encouraged by the outpouring of support from people in New Zealand and around the world that are rallying behind the Muslim community?
Of course. Alhamdulillah. Right away on the, like I said in the beginning, New Zealanders are just very sweet people. You know, they are different from I've been to different parts of the world, but believe me, since I came here, it's kind of a different place where you are accommodated and you were received like, you know, one of the original people. And, of course, there are one or two differences will be there, but as time goes on, you know, you get used to and you get adapted to the system. But so far as I know, New Zealand is one of the best places, but unfortunately, they break the history, you know, by what they've done today. So, and another thing is there should be more security, you know. It is anyone, not just these people who did this, but every person that has, you know, those people planning bad things, and people should really, take care of those parts of their of life that people will be protected. You know, life is very important.
Once again, we want to say shukran, jazakallah, so much to you, Maulana Abdul Latif, for speaking to us during this very trying time. And of course, like I said, we make dua for the people of New Zealand and we pray for your safety, inshallah.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Allah protect everyone around the world. Thank you so much.
Ameen.
Thank you.